We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Gospel, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Now this is the gospel message we have heard from him and announced to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. I have just read from the New English Translation. At just 19 years old, Denzel was already caught in the grip of drug addiction, and his life was spiraling downward. Arrested 3 times, he eventually found himself serving a 5-year prison sentence. With no marketable skills, limited education, and a background shaped by hardship, his future appeared bleak. Even his own mother doubted that he would turn out well, fearing he might commit even worse crimes after his release. But something extraordinary happened while Denzel was in prison. He encountered the Lord Jesus Christ. That encounter became a turning point in his life. He discovered a new ability to focus, to think clearly, and to apply himself productively. After his release, he committed himself to education, progressing through school and eventually gaining admission into college. Not only did Denzel excel academically, he graduated as the best student in his class. Beyond academics, his life bore spiritual fruit. He became actively involved in his local church and began serving in leadership. By the time Denzel completed college, many of his childhood friends had met tragic ends. Some had died, others had disappeared, and several had returned to prison. Denzel, however, had encountered a light that completely altered the direction of his life. That light expelled the darkness that had dominated his heart since childhood. God is light. When he is allowed into a person's life, transformation is inevitable. This is the essence of the gospel. Through Christ, the light of God shines into the darkest places of the human heart. When you invite Jesus into every area of your life, you are welcoming light, and darkness has no choice but to give way. Go into today making a deliberate decision to allow Jesus reign over every aspect of your life. As you do, expect his light to bring clarity, freedom, and lasting transformation. Prayer. Father, thank you for calling me out of darkness and making me a partaker of your marvelous light. I open every area of my life to the reign of Jesus. Let your light drive out every trace of darkness and produce transformation and glory in me. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Ezra 6 to 10. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.